Well, look in your Bibles, the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 10, and I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. Amen. We ought to all be in hell, but God had mercy on us, and I praise Him, thank Him, give Him glory, because He's worthy. Amen. And just because He's God, He's worthy. Amen. I praise Him today. 1 Kings chapter 10, you will and able stand this morning. 1 Kings chapter 10, I'll begin reading in verse number 1. I'll read just a few verses and we'll pray. Try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. Won't preach a long time, but I got something God been stirring in me since Friday after I got back and our camp was done, sitting in my office, got meditating on a verse and want to try to mind the Lord today. 1 Kings chapter 10, beginning in verse number 1. Bible says, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train and with camels and bare spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the setting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was true. Amen. I like that. It was a true report that I heard in thine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he the king to do judgment and justice. Look at verse 13. The Bible said in verse 13, and King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, and she and her servants. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for your mercy and I thank you for your grace. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Lord, worthy is your name. Wonderful is your name. Glorious is your name. I love you and I thank you. I adore you and I praise you for who you are today. I ask you for just a few minutes. I strengthen my voice and my body. I give me the very words that I need to say. I pray, God, you continue. I just strum across the chords of our heart. Help us, oh God, to magnify and make much about you. I pray, may that soul that's lost be saved today. Help us as your people, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I've read to you probably a familiar passage to some of you at least, where the Queen of Sheba has come to visit with King Solomon. She had heard about him, heard several things concerning Solomon and his kingdom, and she came to get a firsthand revelation, a firsthand look at what God was doing in the life of King Solomon and the children of Israel. And I thought, here's this Queen of Sheba that heard about this man, Solomon, and she sought to find him and learn more about him. I thought today, there was a day that someone had told me about Jesus Christ. I heard a lot of wonderful things about him, but there was a day in my life that from my heart I began to seek seek him after he first sought me. Oh, friend, can I say to you today that there is no greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody higher than him. Nobody, my friend, comes close to him. He's in a class by himself. I'm glad that I know him. I'm glad to have a personal relationship with him. A friend, to know Christ is to have life, and not to know him is not to have life. Amen. But I got dwelling on verse 7. Here's where I'm going. The Bible said, howbeit, I believe not the words Queen of Sheba speaking until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. I'm going to preach just a moment today on this subject. The half has not been told. The half has not been told. As I said, I did hear one day about this man, Jesus. I've heard a lot of great messages about this man, Jesus. I've heard some great songs about this man, Jesus. But can I say to you today, the half has not been told. We have not skimmed the surface of who he is, what he can do, how marvelous and glorious that he is. I'm saying to you and I today that the half has not been told. Hey, you say, preacher, you mad? He's stirred up. Oh, when I think about him, when I look at him, when I begin to read about him, when I sing about him, it does something in the inside of me. Oh, and I think how the half has not been told yet. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I believe throughout the ceaseless ages, after we're with him, I believe we'll still be learning about him. Amen. Hey, God's a big God. He is not an idol God. Are you hearing me? But he's the creator. He is God. He is the self-existent one. Amen. Hey, I thought about this. I'll throw this out to you. I say I ain't gonna preach long. You see, we could talk about a Solomon here. The Queen of Sheba said the half wasn't told about him. But I thought about this. I could say, well, use Solomon as a type of Christ. But then the Holy Ghost, that remind me something Jesus said. Here's what Jesus said about this passage of Scripture. Would you like to know? In Matthew chapter 12, oh great God in heaven, Matthew chapter 12, verse 42, the Bible said, the Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth, had to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now listen to this. And behold, up where I'm from, that means looky, looky. Amen. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's one better than Solomon, one better than Moses, one better than Paul, one better than the church. Hey, I'm telling you, one greater than all is here, and his name's Jesus, and the half has not been told about him. Oh, friend, you talk about a wonderful Savior. You talk about a wonderful Lord. I'm saying the half has not been told. Can I say, first of all, the half has not been told about his wisdom. For the Queen of Sheba came and verse 1 through 4, and she learned more about it, the King Solomon's wisdom. But you know what I know about Solomon? He wasn't perfect. I find he kind of messes up some stuff. But the one greater than Solomon, he ain't never messed anything up. Matter of fact, I might tell myself a spell. Matter of fact, he works real good in fixing messes. Amen. Man can, great God in heaven, man can mess up a lot of stuff. But I'm glad, thank God, that God can fix our messes. He can forgive us. He can cleanse us. He can fix us for heaven today. Amen. Hey, Solomon had wisdom, but not like the wisdom of God. Amen. Nobody has ever spake like Jesus spake. Tim mentioned it to me a moment ago. Remember that great saying of Dr. Sattler, has it ever occurred to you? Nothing has ever occurred to God. God don't get up and say, wow, I just had a thought. Nobody's ever taught him anything. But the half, amen, the half has not been told about his wisdom. Matter of fact, man needs God's wisdom. That's why he said in James 1 and verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I'm glad for the wisdom of God. Amen. Hey, but the half ain't been told. You know, we don't know everything about God. Do you know that? We don't know all that he knows. Amen. Oh, that has yet to be told about his great wisdom. Matter of fact, I thought about this. Isaiah said in Isaiah 9:6, his name shall be called Wonderful. Here's the second name, Counselor. I expect a counselor to have some wisdom. Amen. Now you go to earthly counselor, they'll tell you all they know. Now did you get that word? They will tell you all they know. But if you go to the counselor, he'll just tell you what you need to know. Amen. That's making my heart cut flips. I'm telling you that. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hey, I'm telling you, the half is yet to be told about his wisdom. Let me say also, secondly, has yet to be told about his wealth. She comes seeing all that Solomon had. Verse 5, his house. We find in verse number 7 talked about his prosperity. Boy, Solomon had a lot of stuff. But there's a limit to it. You could count all his camels. Amen. You could count all his gold. Think about that just a minute. But the Lord, I can't count all he's got. I just know it's everything. Amen. I think I told y'all this been months ago. I don't know what I'm worth. You say, you're a rich preacher. Oh, no. I work and get it just like you do. But my daddy. Amen. My father owns it all. If you can total it all up, that's what he's got. But you ain't gonna total it all up. He said there in the Psalms, I will read this. Man, I got thinking about this verse there in Psalm number 50 and verse 10. It said, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. By the way, this may not mean much to you, but if he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, that means I don't have to eat bologna all the time. I can't eat a filet every now and then or a ribeye. Amen. He owns everything. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. He has so much. His wealth is so great. You ask the widow woman at Zarephath if he can't keep your milk barrel full. Amen. She'd get a handful out, and she said she did, and he put one in. Hey, she knew about the wealth of God. Hey, what about that other widow woman in 2 Kings that Elisha talked to? Asked her, what do you got in the house? She said, a pot of oil. Well, God's got so much, he said, you better go get some other vessels. Amen. And she kept getting vessels till they ran out of vessels, and the oil kept filling up in every one of them. Hey, that's God. Amen. Hey, what about asking Peter? Peter, tax time's come around, son. What are we going to do? Jesus said, go wet your hook catch a fish, and in its mouth, you're going to find the money. You say, that's crazy. Oh, no. That's a God that has everything. So I heard someone say one time, the guy, a big way of preaching, said God had put heaven on half rations to take care of you. I want to tell you something. He'll never have put heaven on rations. Amen. He owns it all. I'm telling you, the half has not been told about his wealth. Let me say this, and I'm gonna part and be done. Half has not been told about his wonders. She got looking at Solomon's servants and his personal sin up to the house of the Lord, and got looking at everything he had, his wisdom, his prosperity, and said it exceeded the fame which I heard. Can I tell you something? God's still a wonder-working God. I still stand back at times and say, wow. Amen. Matter of fact, it's quite often. Amen. Hey, I thought about this. The wonder of his effect on his people. She said about Solomon's, they happy. What about that? Solomon, your servants are happy. A lot of folk come in here, maybe your first time, you probably think we've lost our minds. No, we in our right mind. Amen. Don't always act like this, but we are apt to. Amen. I do come on ready. Amen. Hey, he had us an effect on his people. That's why we smile. That's why we shout. That's why we cry. That's why we sing. Amen. Hey, he makes us happy. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hey, he makes us happy. Amen. Hey, you can get happy over your ball team, but they'll lose sooner or later. Amen. You can be happy over your paycheck, but that can't quit. But I'm happy in him. Amen. Because he's never changed and he never will change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God. Hey, that has never been told about the wonders of his effect on his people. There are folk here today that used to would not have darkened the doors, but it had effect on them. They had a head-on collision with him. Changed their life. Took that beer bottle away. Put a Bible in their hand. Amen. Hey, took away that dope and gave you hope. Amen. I'm saying the half has not been told of the wonders of the effects that he has on his people. Amen. It changed us. Hey, God ain't going to conform to us. But he has an effect that changes us and conforms us to him. Amen. Amen. Hey, the wonder of his effect on those people is this. The wonder of the effect of his person on others. I like that verse, the latter part of verse 5. His ascent up to that temple. It said that she had no more spirit left in her. What'd she do? She about fainted. Said, I ain't never seen nobody that elegant in all my life. Never seen such royalty. Never experienced anything quite like it. Can I tell you something? The reason I get stirred up, every now and then, I get a fresh glimpse. I get looking beyond you. And get looking beyond this world. And boy, when he passes by, you see, you ever seen him? I ain't never seen his face, but I've seen the effect of his train. I've had that glory from his hinder part come by, and it so overwhelms me that sometimes about not any spirit left in me. I get overwhelmed at him. Oh, I like that. Hear me? Hey, the half has not been told about the wonder of his person. I'm going to promise you something. I get stirred up here, and all I'm seeing is the train. Just like Isaiah talked about, that train filled the temple. That's his holiness. That's his manifested presence. Hey, it gets me wound up. You wait to face to face. Because I'll have a body like his body, the book of Philippians says. Now, boys, I can't shout but so long either my voice wears out or my body wears out. But there'll be a day. Amen. I won't be trying to get another breath. I won't be trying, my friend, to get the words together. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, face to face, and there'll be a song, worthy is the Lamb, and real worship break out as we see him who loved us and gave himself for it, and the half has not been told. Amen. Hey, I'm just getting on a little glimpse, and I'm this stirred up. Amen. I'm telling you, it's just from the get-go. Them songs the choir are singing. I like that. That gets your attention off everybody and everything else. Gets your attention on him. Gets your affections on him. Oh, and you get a glimpse of him and you go to worship. Amen. I'm telling us the half has not been told. I'm going to read you something. Now that verse there, but Tim, says reading, I heard you back there. I know that verse is stirring your heart. It didn't mind Friday. I was enjoying myself. The half has not been told me. But today, the Holy Ghost, the good Holy Ghost, he said, go to John 21. I said, yes, sir. Go looky there with me just a minute. John chapter 21. The last verse, verse 25, is already getting bigger than I can handle. John 21, 25. Listen what John said. He's the last gospel wrote, and he's putting the final part on his book. Look at this. John 21, 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Did you catch the verse? It's my favorite part of that chord. It's my second verse. My favorite part of that song, did I mention? I like it. There's not enough words. There's not enough notes. Correct me if I'm wrong, there's 66 keys on that piano. Is that right? You've got a real low note at one side and a pretty high note at the other. But they do tell me there's octave beyond that. Did you know that? They say there can be an octave below that bass note and one above the highest note. There ain't enough notes. You just have to start all over again. Hey, can I tell you, the half has not been told. I don't have enough words. I'd sing every song I could about Jesus, and I still wouldn't get it told. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, we that are saved, we know the Lord. And that's why we act like we do. Some of you, you watch us, and you wonder what makes us tick. It's the Lord. He lives in me. Almost working toward 40 years in me. I like it. He's been working on me while he's been in me. Amen. But the half has not been told. Listen to me today. If you're not saved, we've tried in song And I've tried in message to tell you about Jesus, how wonderful he is. But just going to be honest, half's not been told you. You're just going to have to, I thought about this too. The Spirit of God got to speak in my heart. John 4, that woman from Samaria left that well saying, come see a man. But we find out further in the chapter, those men came and they believed, they got saved. And they said, now listen, ma'am, we didn't believe just because your word. But we saw him, we heard him for ourselves, and now we believe. Yeah. See, that's the thing about salvation. You can hear all about it, but until you get saved, you don't know a thing about it. Right. Amen. There's something about being saved. Amen. The half has not been told. I can't tell you everything. Ain't no way. But I will keep a trying until he come get me. Amen. I praise him today. Do you know him? You know, hey, some of you just know about him, but I don't know, do you know him? There's a world of a difference today. Amen. Father, take the message, use it for your honor, for your glory. Lord, we've tried our best to magnify your name before the congregation. Father, thank you for the day you saved me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for blessing me the way you do. And Lord, everything you do, we praise you and we give you glory. Oh Lord, we give you glory today. Thou art worthy, oh Lord, to receive the glory, the praise, the honor, the thanksgiving. And Lord, all you do in this invitation time, we thank you for it. Save that soul that's lost. Help that child of God. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. Is there someone here being honest with yourself before God and would say, Preacher, I'm lost. I know about him, but I don't know him. Would you pray for me, preacher? Anybody in this building, preacher, I'm lost, by lifting your hand. Anybody? For the people of God, some of you come in with heavy hearts, carrying some heavy loads. But what he's done for you before, he can do again. Matter of fact, he can do beyond what he's done before. That's the wonder of him. I want us to stand. If you need to come to this altar for any reason, you come. While they sing, this altar's open. You might just want to thank him for how many times he just made you go, wow. How his wonders, how he supplied for you. That'd be all right too. While they sing.